Tell me what we're doing here today.
I'm at Gramercy Arts, and I'm here because of you, actually, and your brother. And I'm here speaking for OneLifeOneChance.com. I started speaking at schools in February. It's going around the schools, you know, breaking stereotypes of heavily tatted musicians who are in bands, who people automatically judge and think they're rock stars, think they're womanizers, think that they're alcoholic rehab, you know, kind of guys. And I'm speaking for my personal self and a couple of other people in my PowerPoint, that there's so many musicians and artists out there who live clean and healthy lifestyles that are big inspiration and role models and should be noticed and recognized, and letting kids know that you can still be drug-free and still be cool.
You know, you just took one of my later questions, covered in tattoos. Is that almost like an entrance to the door?
I would say yes. I think that, you know, I think for kids, and for me as a kid, you saw a guy come in speaking at a school, whether it was, you know, trying to scare you or was another program, and wearing a suit, talking about how he, you know, he's a recovering addict and he's 60 years old. I think he's just another boring adult to kids.
You're not a dare cop.
Exactly. No disrespect to any of those people who live those lives and turn their lives around. I think that's great. But I'm speaking as a 40-year-old person in a band that still tours, that never tried anything. And I want kids to know that that's possible and they can do the same thing without falling into peer pressure or thinking it's cool, because it doesn't get you anywhere.
Now, One Life, One Chance. One Life, One Chance. You know, it was a song off of your third record.
Yep.
Where'd you get that? Did it just come to your head one day? Where did One Life, One Chance, the title, come from?
It actually was a group decision. I'm trying to remember the writing process of that. It just came up, and it just came up with the song. It was just a song title that came with the lyrics, and it just stuck. I mean, we have a lot of anthematic kind of titles for our songs and big choruses, and that was just one of, we didn't think of anything. Oh, it's just a song on the record, but it became like, it's the most tattoos people have of that out of any other song we have, and it's became an anthem for years, and so I thought it fit perfect for what I'm doing, you know.
Tell me about Travis Barker, Blink-182, getting involved with One Life, One Chance.
Travis Barker and I have been friends, you know, for a long time now. My band toured with Boxcar Racer, I think 2001 or 2002, and you know, ever since I've been talking about it and doing stuff online about what we're doing, he's been hitting me up and saying he was supporting what I was doing. Him being a dad, a tattoo dad, a musician, and he just, you know, he wanted to get involved with what I was doing, thinks it's cool what I'm doing, and I appreciate the support. Like, there's a lot of people been doing testimonials from me from different bands, but as far as like him and Famous Stars and Straps, they're the first ones that actually came and stepped up with like really trying to help me get to the schools that can't afford me.
Now, he's doing something pretty special today. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I mean, today, we know, we found out that the arts program here, you know, the drums aren't so well and there's not too much equipment. And he said, you know, I want to donate one of my drum kits to One Life, One Chance, and you pick what school. And I picked New York City as the place, because this is where I moved to in 1988. This is where my band started. This is where, you know, I became a man. This is where I had so much life experiences with music, and I want to give it back to New York City. So we're surprising the school today with a signature drum set, Travis Barker.
You mentioned your roots here. First album, 1995, first track, 5-year plan. That was about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
5-year plan is gone. What's it now?
It's gone, man. I don't know, man. It's 15-year plan now. It took us 7 years to make that album. It's been 2 years since it's been out. You know, we have a cover record we're doing in January. Don't Forget Your Roots. We have a bunch of re-releases coming out this next year. And we're still touring. You know, we're not a full-time band like we used to be. Like, I want what I'm doing now to be my... I just turned 40. You know, I preach to the converted. I did play music 15 years. I'll still tour. I still make music. But I want it... What I'm doing now, I want this to be my second chapter. You know what I'm saying?
If the Toby that was roaring in for Sick of It All saw this Toby...
I know.
What would you think?
I don't know what I think, man. It's crazy even thinking about... I don't...
You never saw yourself... I mean...
I never saw myself as anything but a roadie or just supporting New York hardcore music to the fullest. And it even says that in my yearbook, move to New York, support that. And I came from that to the... Yeah, I didn't... It's crazy, man.
Did the birth of your son help? I know you have songs about it. I mean...
I would say, you know, not growing up with no dad and then becoming a dad was very inspirational to what I'm doing, especially now my kid's in second grade. It's not crazy yet, you know, dealing with the schools and getting them into schools in Los Angeles and just seeing other kids. Yeah, it's scary, man. And it's... I definitely want to do... At least my thing is not intervention. My thing is prevention. You know, a lot of people do intervention stuff, that's great. I'm here just to let them know that you can, you know, I'm giving them a look at my life, and maybe they can be inspired, either being positive or becoming drug-free, or just, you know, staying focused on what you want to do and follow your dreams, you know?
How did you do it, though? You talk about how you never touched drugs, never touched alcohol. I mean, you know, one of your other songs, I'm quoting a lot of your music, but role model. You say you had no role model. How did you do it?
It's great. You know, my role models, you know, like I said in the song, people already know, my friends, you know, the bands I grew up and got to meet and hang out, be part of this, you know, New York hardcore family, and people I've got to meet over the years. Music, man, music and skateboarding, man, it's been my biggest inspiration. And but mostly music, man, like bands like Minor Threat and 7 Seconds and Bad Brains, Ramones. So many of these bands, their lyrics just hit me when I was a kid. And I was at a place in my life where my brothers were partying. I was the youngest. My mom was working a couple jobs, and I was skateboarding. And my brothers got me into punk rock music, and it's kind of weird. It kind of spoke to me, but the lyrics were so real, and I could relate to them, that it changed me. Then hanging out with people my whole life to this day that party. I've always just been myself. I never wanted to do it. You know, I kind of thank my brothers for kind of scaring me straight at a young age, you know?